The Alaska Veterans Museum is in the process of seeking permanent housing. Retired Air Force Colonel Sue Ellen Wright Novak, currently president of the Alaska Veterans Museum, says the idea is catching on, but slowly.
Well, there's over 77,000 veterans in Alaska. We are number one in the nation for veteran population per capita. And yet we're the only state in the union without a veterans museum.
Novak says the museum has been active for a decade.
The idea was brought up here from Chehalis, Washington. Well, that idea caught on, and slowly but surely things took place. You know, there's a lot of paperwork that has to be put into place first. The museum has three missions. The first is to create a museum. The second is to educate the public on persons, operations, and sacrifices made by telling individual service member stories. And then the third thing that we do is we support the active duty, the guard, the reserve, the veterans, and the retirees. And we've been extremely active in all three areas.
Novak says educating the public is a top priority.
For educating the public, we've placed displays in all of the existing museums around here, and we're taking one in February down to the Commemorative Air Force's Air Power Heritage Museum down in Midland, Texas. That will be on the Aleutian campaign because it fills in a hole that they have. They talk about the Pacific Theater, and they never mention the Aleutian campaign. We've also got displays in local libraries, and that'll be a traveling one that we move from library to library.
Supporting the troops includes sending fan mail to servicemen and women overseas. The museum and its member organizations have sent around 69,000 cards so far, making them number one in the nation in that effort. The Veterans Museum is currently engaged in helping the members of the deployed 109th Transportation Company from Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson decorate their day room at Bagram Air Base. Donations of Alaska-themed items like T-shirts or caps with Alaska logos or Eskimo yo-yos, posters of Alaska scenes would be welcome.
We're looking to ship some good-sized boxes over there.
The items can be dropped off at VFW Posts in Eagle River.